feel available.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want just by dialing the toll-free number brought to you by Sickle CAI, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. In fact, we give away a bunch of archives for free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. Not only do we give away some archives, we give away a lot of archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website. Just released the torrent for last month today, so you can download the entire month of September in one fell swoop. Head over to freetalklive.com and click. They're yours for free. We continue with your calls. Ladies first, April, listening to in Canada. April, you're on Free Talk Live.
Doing.
Hello, what's on your
yes.
mind?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, April, go ahead.
Great. Excuse me. I was just wondering, I was trying to find some information about the European Central Bank, the ECB. I was having a little discussion, like I do oftentimes at work, with somebody from Germany who is completely positive that it is entirely owned by the EU. So I was trying to find some, and the EU, he really couldn't explain what he meant, because I said, well, it's owned by the EU. It's not owned by the ground. You know, it's owned by somebody. It's like, no, it's owned by the government. So I did some investigating, and it's very, very, very difficult to find any information besides the official information about the ECB and on its own sites and on other sites. But I did find something that said that the ECB is owned by all the central banks of all the countries in the EU who are involved at the moment with the ECB. And that makes them central banks, and that makes them privately owned.
Right.
And I was just wondering if you guys have any information about the ECB at all, and if you've heard anything about it having financial ties to the privately owned U.S. banks.
You know, I don't know. It's a good question, but I don't really know if it matters. I mean, whether it's privately run or run by the government itself, it doesn't really matter to me. As long as it's performing the terrible role that most central banks perform, and that is inflating the money supply.
It's more of a conflict of interest, it being owned by private. Yeah, in my opinion.
I don't think it really matters. I mean, either way, they're going to be so. The main purpose of the central bank is to keep the government's plot afloat, basically. If the government, for instance, it can't get loans from elsewhere, the central bank steps in and gives it the loans it needs. If the other thing the central bank does is it controls the issuance of the currency. And if the government needs more currency in the market, as the American government has decided it wants with a $700 billion bailout, the central bank steps right up and does what it's told to do. So it doesn't really seem to me to matter who's pulling the strings. The problem is the central bank and the concept of a central bank in the first place. I mean, we talk about on this program frequently how centralization is a bad thing because of inefficiency. There's no competition. There is competition between central banks, but that's not really saying very much.
Well, you pretty much have to go to another geographic area in order to benefit from that.
Well, and it doesn't matter, because what somebody touched on, I think, earlier this week was, well, the U.S. dollar lost some value as they inflated the currency so much. So now the other dollars are losing, the other currencies around the world are also losing value, and they're catching up, basically, or falling down toward the U.S. dollar, because, well, they saw that the U.S. central bank was printing up a whole bunch of money, so they figured, oh, hey, well, now we can print some more money over here. So really, it's not that much of a mitigating factor, and all fiat currencies fail eventually. So the problem is the central bank, not who owns the central bank. What we really need to see, whether it's in the EU or in America or wherever, is the abolition of the central bank and allowing the marketplace to come up with whatever currencies the marketplace deems most effective based
on
a competitive basis.
What I think is very important, though, is that the problem is that, like, talking to this guy who went to school for 2 years for economics, so he should know a lot more than I do, and it goes to show you that he was in Germany in a good school, and they'll never mention the fine print when it comes to who owns what and who controls what.
He's
a good citizen, and the thing is that people should just have the basic concept that banks are privately owned. This is something that I just can't get my head around. I mean, there are never debates about it. It's never mentioned. It's almost impossible to find information online, except in the U.S., because there's so many millions of people who are now in tune with the reality of the central bank being a private entity.
I don't think there's a problem, though, with banks being privately owned absent the central bank paradigm that we have. So if we didn't have the government, or if we didn't have these central banks with the authority to print money from thin air and force everybody at the point, you know, the threat of governmental violence to accept the money, it's called legal tender, if they didn't have all those benefits that the government confers upon them, then there'd be no problem with having privately run banks, because then they would just be other, they would just be businesses being privately run in the marketplace, and people would be free to choose to or not to do business with those
businesses
at will.
I think you can convince people, you can convince people a little more easily that that there's a fox in the hen house when the central banks are owned privately and they didn't know it, that there's private bankers in for profit in the creation of our currency and the currencies around the world. I think you can convince people a little quicker that there's a fox in the
hen house. You might be right about that, but I wouldn't be surprised, April, about people's economic ignorance, their financial, their lack of financial intelligence. After all, they did, most of them, go to government schools to learn about economics. And
that was a point. I mean, I told them it's all nice and good that you went to banking school, so to speak, but they're not going to tell you anything that they don't want you to know. You know, I found five banks on earth that are not privately owned central banks. Basically in China, in North Korea, in Iran, Cuba, and there was one more. And I just found that,
but that doesn't mean that doesn't mean that those situations are better. China, North Korea, these are not shining stars, that's for sure. I thank you for the call, April. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Does go to show why one of the reasons why they're so out of why they're so out of favor with the governments around the world, though.
Because they are government run central banks. That's an interesting point. So the problem is the central
banks.
One of
the reasons. I'm not saying that they treat their citizens well in North Korea.
It's not the ownership. It's the central banks themselves. It's a bad idea. It aggregates power, consolidates power. And essentially, as you were talking about earlier, the Thomas Jefferson quote points out that if the American people were to ever allow the banks to print the money,
then it will deprive the people of all their property, and their children will wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
And he didn't mean overnight. This is a long, time-consuming process that we're just now, you know, we're starting to feel some of the ramifications of here.
Oh, well, it was started in 1913 with the creation of the Federal Reserve. Andrew Jackson, our seventh president, worked very, very hard to get metal-backed currency back, you know, real value in our money, you know, backed by the government. And the problem is that when you let the government do this, the people that have control and have power, not just the politicians, but the people that give the politicians money to get elected, they want very badly to control the issuance of money. That's why they do it in every country around the world. Because, was it Rockefeller who said, you know, I don't care what the country's laws are as long as I control the printing of the money.
Right. It doesn't matter who's been elected. It doesn't matter anything, one whit, what is going on in D.C., because if you are printing the money, you control everything that goes on in D.C. You are at the head of the table.
Absolutely true. And the fact is, the private banks and from the Federal Reserve, Morgan Chase, and I can't even remember them all. I should get a list right up here in front of me. But those banks, they control everything in America.
Right. The central bank is one of the keys to tyranny, really, because if the government didn't have a central bank and there still was a government, but they didn't have a central bank, they would have to rely on taxes in order to fund all of their nastiness that they want to do. And if taxpayers said, if people said, well, no, we don't want to go and invade that country over there, whatever the country might be, we don't want to go and invade that country, so we are not going to pay taxes. Well, that would be it. The government would not be able to raise the money it would want to go and bomb people and do evil things. But with the central bank, it doesn't matter if you don't pay taxes, because then the government can just go to their buddies at the central bank and say, hey, we'd like to go bomb some countries over here. You mind giving us a big loan? Sure, no problem. Turn on the printing presses, and there you go. You've got yourself a war. You have yourself a military-industrial complex funded at its heart by the central bank and the issuance of fiat currency, money that's not backed by anything. This is why we're in the situation we are today. This is why everything is such a mess. It's because of the central bank. It allows the government to go and go crazy and do anything that it wants to do, regardless of what the people think. As we saw this week, the government obviously doesn't give a flip what the so-called people think. It's all about them, not you. It's Free Talk Live. More on the way. You take control. 800-259-9231.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Lead from solder in copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. It's the live Saturday edition. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you tonight.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photos. So head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. and see what that's all about. And if you are a lady listener, you're invited to join. All the details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking this diet pill, Dex-C20, for, I think, 2 months now, and I haven't weighed myself in a couple few weeks, but the last time I weighed myself, I'd lost 5 pounds, and it's probably been 2 or 3 weeks since then. However, today, a monumentous occasion occurred. I put on a pair of pants that I hadn't been able to button for, you know, I don't know how long. The last time I tried them on, I couldn't button them. Today, I put them on, and, you know, I wouldn't say that they're not tight, but I can put them on, and I'm not going to break the button on them. And I'm really happy about it. I'm proud. And I accredit it all to this diet supplement, Dex-C20.
It's the only thing you changed, right?
It's the only thing I've changed. I haven't exercised. I haven't changed my diet in any way. It doesn't give me the jitters like so many of those diet pills do. You can get it at Walgreens. It's in the CVS, GNC. It's in the gold box, Dex-C20.
To your phone calls, we go to Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Well, first you were broadcasting in a small station in Florida, and then you went national, then international, and now interplanetary.
What does that mean?
Because apparently Lou was calling from Mars. because he's talking about all this deregulation, and if you actually tracked government regulation from the late 1800s, about the 1890s or so, it would be a constant line going up.
Sure.
There have never been more regulations in the history of this country than there are right now. And every year, every week, there are more regulations than last week, and you can count on there being more regulations next week than there were last week. Now, this isn't why I called, but I just wanted to touch on this really quickly, because what I did call about, I think, is very serious, and I want to talk about that more than this. Ian, you made a very, very good point when you said that it is these large companies that are calling for these regulations, and that's an excellent point. There is a communist historian named Gabriel Kolko who wrote a book called The Triumph of Conservatism, where he showed that what you said was exactly true. These regulations are started by these large corporations, and the reason why is this guy Lou was talking about, oh, I'm this economist or whatever. Well, then he should know that because of the economic concept of economies of scale, these large companies can afford the regulations. They can hire the $1,500 an hour lawyers to worm around the regulations, whereas their smaller competitors cannot.
Right. So then what you don't have is smaller investment banks coming in offering better service and more transparency to their customers.
And Lou doesn't have an answer to that point, because it's a great point. It is, and it happens not just at the federal level. It also happens at your local plumbing board. I mean, the various different regulatory agencies in your local area are usually run by the business owners that have been in the business for the longest time, and they create new regulations that keep new people out of the business. They make it so the bar is raised so high that anybody who's brand new who wants to, for instance, become a plumber has to go and jump through all these hoops that have been put up for him to jump through in order to get into enter into the market. And this is the way government works. It allows people who are in search of power to wield that power to reward their friends and punish their enemies. And then Lou doesn't have, people like Lou, they don't have a solution beyond, well, we just have to elect the right people and that'll solve the problem.
I mean,
it's crazy to believe that will solve
the problem. Americans have been thinking they've been electing the right people since they've been voting. And I've got to say, it's not that I don't love America. It's not that I don't think that the Democratic Republic is superior to many other forms of government that currently exist. I just think that any government grows. And the fact is, we need small government in order to have freedom. You cannot have freedom
with a large
government.
You can't have government and have freedom. I'll have to disagree with you on that. But let's go on with your second point.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say, really briefly, Kolko in his book actually showed huge ads from Armour and Hormel meatpacking companies where they said, yes, please, let's have these regulations because we want safe meat, things like this. But anyway, my larger point was, if not now, when? And what I'm referring to is, I'm like you, I don't want violent revolution, but at some point, I think if it keeps going the way it's going, that time might come.
Well, I think
I
the time may come. I'm never going to advocate for it.
I'm sorry?
I think that time may come. I'm never going to get on the radio and advocate for it.
Right. I just wonder when that line in the sand is
I don't know if anybody really knows what that line in the sand is. I would like to say it's probably when they go after my girlfriend or something like that. If they, you know, if they want to hurt her or something like that, that would be a line in the sand. But I think we need to exhaust all possible peaceful solutions, and that includes tremendous amounts of non-cooperation and civil disobedience, which are not being done today. So until we've actually had, you know, some time put in, some effort put in into the realm of non-cooperation to try and other things as well, to you know, creating alternatives to the government, competitive alternatives, competing protection systems, competing road repair, competing banking industries. Until we have the until we've gone and exhausted all of these peaceful solutions, I think that we need to stay on the peaceful road.
Right, picking up an AK-47 that you've got buried in the backyard and you know, the hoarded solid gold Krugerrands, that's the easy way to have a revolution. That's the lazy man's revolution.
And the hard way
to do it is to think of alternatives to the government, to supply people's needs, you know, with voluntary solutions. That's something that's much more difficult.
Right, and if there's no, and thank you for the call tonight, I appreciate hearing from you. If there is no intellectual component, then you are going to have a revolution, and that is not what I want. I'm not interested in revolving and going back around to the beginning and starting it all over again.
Right, because if men with guns overthrow the government, then the guy with the most guns is the one who's going to be in charge at the end of it. Now, maybe he'll set up something really great like a democratic republic, and we'll be back in the same boat that we were in 1783 or whatever.
What I would prefer to see is an evolution, the next great step in mankind's evolution, and that is man coming to understand that they should leave their neighbors alone, let them be free to live their lives how they want to. Let's get to the point where we understand that we don't need to be aggressing against our neighbors and trying to force them to live their lives however we think best for them to live their lives. Let's get to that educational paradigm shift that's necessary in order for people to say, huh, this government idea has been a big scam. It's been the greatest criminal enterprise ever known to man. It really, I mean, I can't say very many good things about government, but I will give them credit where credit is due. It is the most brilliant scam ever invented.
I think that, you know, the fact is that we're governed by all kinds of things. I'm governed by the insurance contracts that I've signed. I'm governed by the banking contracts that I've signed. But I've signed all those voluntarily.
Right. This
is an authoritarian model of government.
It's an external control.
In the way that they, you know, Congress voted to take away $700 billion from me and my friends and give it to them and their friends and their foreign investors and the people that that they roll the logs for and pad the pork barrel for. That is, you know, that's the disgusting part. I don't have a choice there. That's the authoritarian model of government. I choose all kinds of governing. The fact is, I'm in a relationship.
That's self-governance versus external authoritarian governance.
I do whatever my wife says, but I could leave if I wanted to.
Yes, exactly. All right, we continue here.
Or at least
calls.
I could separate annul the relationship, and then we'd split the land.
Got a bunch of dudes on the line, including two Bills, a Dave and a Steven, as well as a Tim. So, ladies, if you call in, you get on first. 1-800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, and it's all totally free. So enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. And actually, you can just go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That'll get you right to the BBS. And do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, innerknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's innerknobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Use the code FTL to save 10%. And see their banner on our website at freetalklive.com. Mark, you've got some InterKnob stuff in your house. How's it working out?
Well, you know, they're knobs, they're faucets, sinks.
They look good.
Yeah, they look great.
That's good. We continue with your calls here, and we talk.
The fact is that they were low-priced, and the customer service was great.
We talked to Bill listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, sorry about earlier.
Cell phones, those things happen. What's on your mind, Bill?
I'm in favor of it myself. The rescue package,
The $700 billion, you're in favor of printing out $700 billion and inflating the money supply.
Well, exactly, and my argument for that would be the gal, especially down in Texas, I think her name was Dana,
mm-hmm.
and she was all against Wall Street, and I bet you she would be the first person to stand in line if her bank failed, and she had a couple hundred K in there. She'd want that FDIC to kick in. I'm sure she would.
Well, we live in a system in which the FDIC is the only form of insurance.
These were investments. These weren't bank accounts. Like, there's a difference between putting your money into a bank account and putting your money into an investment.
No,
No,
you're still taking a chance on your bank failing.
I agree with you, but that's true. And I, you know what? I'd rather have my bank have a chance of my bank failing than to have the government involved in banking. However, I think my opinion's a little more educated than, you know, a lot of people's, and I understand where you're coming from. But I think that the average American sees a difference. Those investment bankers could have put their money in a bank account and gotten 2 or 3 or 4% in a money market or IRA or whatever. But what they decided to do instead was invest in mortgages, and they decided to invest in some of the more risky mortgages, these subprimes. And the vast majority of subprime mortgages, by the way, are being paid. However, some of them have failed. They're not as they're not as prime as prime mortgages.
You do understand, Bill, this can't go on forever, right? This is just staving off the inevitable crash and making the inevitable much worse when it actually comes.
Well, we'll probably have to bail out. There I go again. Rescue other people and other things. I mean, you know, another $700 billion will be there, what, in about 18 months or so. But if you, okay, what happens if you don't bail it out? What happens? Does it all collapse?
Well, likely there'll be some, there'll be a sharp correction. Absolutely true. And that correction will probably last 18 months or so. However, I'm telling you, there's going to be a sharp correction anyway somewhere down the line, and we're forestalling that correction, and that correction is going to last a decade.
Okay, that could be. Okay. I love your show, guys.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for the call. You can't just print out a bunch of money and expect no consequences to come from that. I mean, first of all, as we pointed out over the past week or so, or 2 weeks, it seems like we've been talking about this forever on this program, the fiat money system cannot last forever. Now, they may have an ace up their sleeve in the form of the Amero, the idea that they might just come out with a brand new currency to replace the U.S. dollar with, should the dollar continue to...
Of course, that currency will be accepted in three countries, and it'll more closely link us to our neighbors to the north and the south, essentially making a North American Union.
Right, which is not good either.
Now, I'm not saying I know for sure that this is going to happen, but there's certainly been some rumblings of it, and a lot of people are very upset about the idea.
It makes total sense as a backup plan to fall back to in the event for whenever the dollar really starts to tank. I think that's a very realistic possibility, because they're not going to just let it all fall and crash and burn. They're going to do everything they can to inject as much artificial life into this artificial system as they possibly can.
I agree.
And that may be the final step in that path. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, and we go to a different Bill. This one's in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Bill. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, what I find very, discouraging in this whole mess is the fact that nobody wants to talk about how easy it is to fix this problem that we have. Yes, we have government wanting to print out $700 billion, and from the looks of it, the companies are wanting more, so undoubtedly there's going to be more money pressed before it's over with.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to talk about how easy it would be just to go and put some value on the dollar. By that I mean putting it on the gold standard or some precious metal standard.
How easy would it be to convert the dollar
into a
value-backed currency?
Well, I mean, you're going to have to take into consideration of the surplus of the dollars already in circulation, but obviously you wouldn't have to keep pumping more funny money out into the economy, causing hyperinflation.
I don't think the solution is to reconvert U.S. dollars back to gold and silver.
I think that at this point, the United States government has shown throughout its history, and by the way, all the governments do this, have shown throughout their histories that whenever they do return to value, that's, you know, that the people rise up enough and they back their currency with value, that they will inevitably succumb to the bankers at some point and go back to a fiat currency. I think that government gets an F. And that's it. They failed. So let's move on and allow people to do business amongst themselves without governments issuing currency.
One of the biggest problems in the realm of doing business with an alternative currency is, number one, we do have the government out there stealing alternative currencies that pop up. The Liberty Dollar had its offices raided last year in November, and they had all of their precious metals stolen from them. So that's one problem that we have to overcome. And then the other thing is the legal tender laws that say that that if you if there's a debt owed in this country, that the person who is the creditor has to accept Federal Reserve notes
as payment of the debt. It's not really an enforced law, though.
But that's because there's nothing, there's nobody else out there trying to pay off their debts with anything else besides dollars. It's so effective, they don't have to enforce it. But all of a sudden, Mark, if you came out with the Mark Euro or something like that, the Mark, for lack of a better term.
I'd call it was the fabulous.
The fab. And if it was backed by a real value and people started to say, business owners started to say, well, you know, I really like that fab. I think I'm only going to accept that as far as you want to buy stuff at my business. I'll only take the fab. It's really great. It's fab. Well, then all of a sudden you'd all of a sudden get a visit from the Treasury Department or whoever saying, whoa, wait a minute, you're here in the United States. We've got rules. We've got laws. These laws say you've got to accept Federal Reserve notes if you want to do business around here. And if you don't accept the Federal Reserve notes, we're throwing your ass in the prison cell.
There's plenty of countries that used to take the dollar, that were very happy to take the dollar for oil and other kinds of trade, that are currently saying, you know what, we're going to start doing business in euros. It's happening.
The other question that I had was leading to this one. What happens when the stuff of value is depleted, like gold, for instance? Poland's got 25% of the silver reserves. What if we deplete all that? Then what do we back the dollar
on? Question. You can still back the dollar with
Let's
gold and silver.
Let's stop calling it the dollar.
Okay.
Because
the money.
Or the fab. This private currency could be anything. I mean, if you can – the fact is, if you got right now, somebody gave you a commodity slip that was good for 10,000 pork bellies, don't you think that's worth something?
But wait a minute. I don't think that's the best answer, Mark. I think the best answer is that scarcity is what helps create value.
That was just true.
Gold and silver were not scarce, they wouldn't be valuable. If you could go in your backyard and start digging up gold and silver right now, and so could everyone else, all of a sudden gold and silver wouldn't really be so great as a currency. So the fact that gold and silver are finite is one of the things that contributes to its value. So if there's not a lot out there, just the little bits that there would be worth more, if that makes any sense. And of course, there actually has to be some sort of use for these things, too. It's also valuable because you can use gold and silver in industrial applications, and people have a demand for those products. So as long as there's a demand and long as there's scarcity, you'll have valuable things. Thank you for the call, Bill. 800-259-9231. And that's my amateur economist take on that. So if you know more, we'd love to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, it's the live Saturday edition. You can take control and bring up anything. Just dial 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and enjoy those all for free on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we need your vote. It's a monthly sort of a thing, an occurrence. You need to go once a month. If you like the show, help us out. Takes you less than a minute. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. Makes a big deal difference for us because being number one at the Podcast Alley Top 10 chart, it just helps us because more people see the show, which means more people listen to the show. And it's impressive to our advertisers and to radio stations as well. Being number one in the world of podcasts actually helps us get on more radio stations because some radio programmers say, wow, that's pretty
people
neat.
Want to listen.
Yeah. Somebody actually likes the show. Maybe I should listen to it. So your vote can really help us out. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com and take a moment. All you need is an email address. It won't be sold or spammed. It's just used for verification purposes. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Leave a comment if you would like. I like reading the comments that people leave. They're so nice. People are so nice about this show. Some of them are kind of nasty, but most people are really, really nice. Anyway, Knob Creek Gun Range is something you also need to know about. It's going on. It's the world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show, going to be happening October 10th, 11th, and 12th. I believe that's next weekend, right?
It sounds right, yeah, as a matter of fact.
Knob Creek Gun Range is fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person, knobcreekrange.com. That's knobcreekrange.com.
If you're listening in Bowling Green right now.
WKCT?
Yeah, this is something worth seeing. When they have the night shoot where they shoot 55-gallon metal drums with incendiary rounds and everything. Blows up. Yeah, that's something to see.
I could try to simulate what that might be like with my sound effects here, but it really wouldn't even come close. Like
you got to see it.
Just yeah, it's like that times 100 or 1,000. There's a lot of explosions. Anyway, knobcreekrange.com.
You can see it at YouTube too if you want to see just a video of it.
Let's continue with your calls. We will start things out here with I believe it's Tim is on the line. Oh, excuse me. Tim is on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Tim, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first off, I want to congratulate you guys on all of your great victories in New Hampshire.
Thank you.
Well, it's not We don't have great victories.
We are a part of a group.
We hold host a radio show, and the people that are doing some really great activism here have done some wonderful things as part of the Free State Project, and many of them are actually New Hampshire natives, but I thank you for that. Go ahead, sir.
Right. It's making me want to move to New Hampshire more and more every day.
Good.
Also, I amped today.
Excellent, sir.
Thank you.
And I want to tell people out there that it is probably the easiest thing on earth to do. It takes like 3 minutes. It's all point and click, fill in a little bit of information, and you're done. So if anyone out there can spare the 3, 5, 10, 20, I can only do the 3 this time. But if anyone out there can afford it, definitely do it.
It's a great way to help Free Talk Live get out to more ears, get more people listening to the message of freedom and liberty, the AMP program. We'll tell you a little bit more about it later on tonight. So did you have anything else you wanted to discuss, Tim?
No, that was really it, guys.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thanks.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for the commercial.
We will keep up the good work here because, hey, this is what I do. And we continue with this is Dave in Florida listening to WFTL. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, Ian?
What's on your mind, Dave?
I'm a little upset. I think it's a fine time to audit the Federal Reserve, particularly the Bank of New York.
What do you mean?
I understand $10 trillion or somewhere around that amount has vanished over the last 10 years, and I think it's time to pull an audit and see if they can find any bodies.
I'd love to see it, but, you know,
Who is the CEO of the Treasury? Could you tell me that?
The Federal Reserve.
I have no idea.
Yeah. The chairman of the board there.
Bernanke?
No. He's the government, doesn't he?
Federal Reserve is Bernanke.
Isn't that the treasurer? It's privately. The Federal Reserve is privately owned, and it's a group of 11 banks, but I understand
that's
true.
Goldman
Sachs pulled a coup. By them passing this bill, we lost our democracy, comrade.
I agree with you on that. The Federal Reserve chairman is Ben Bernanke, and he is appointed by the president. That's why the Federal Reserve is sort of this quasi-governmental agency. They don't have to report in the same way that many government agencies do. So for instance, USDA or something like that. But the president does appoint the chairman in the same way that he had previously.
The mortgage deal, the foreclosures. I can't understand. I heard of. An economist with all the proper credentials, and he seemed to say that they could buy every mortgage in the country for $120 billion. Now, what's up with the $750?
Well, there's these bankers.
Oh, that's right. We have to make up for the leverage in the new terminology?
Derivatives.
Derivatives. That's it. Thank you.
The bankers, well, what they really would like is to upgrade from a large yacht to an extra large yacht. And somebody's got to pay for that crap, you know.
Oh, wow.
Right. I wish they'd audit the Federal Reserve, man. It couldn't be a better time.
Really, what would happen if they
audited it? I was talking about the line in the sand. I figure it's going to be March or April.
What do you think would happen, though, if they audited the Federal Reserve? Are you going to spank, one of the member banks, bend them over and give them a good spanking? I mean, what are you going
to
do?
I'd like to see the Federal Reserve audited. I'm with him. I don't know how much it would do in the long run.
You need to Wikipedia and let's see where all the, who got paid what as far as our legislature. You know, not everybody's watching American Idol, son.
Yeah, I think the GAO is probably the only government agency out there that I have any warm place in my heart for, and I think that the Government Accounting Office could do a reasonably good job. They would at least, if they didn't find everybody and throw everybody and throw every criminal in prison, they would at least find some of the bodies and throw some of the criminals.
There is a foreclosure problem because there isn't any work. There isn't any jobs.
Oh, I don't know about that. There's plenty of jobs.
Well, the job is just not paying what people are used to getting paid.
Okay, thanks for the call, dude.
I'm not here in Florida, buddy.
I used to live down there, and there were some when
I lived
down there.
There's always taxi cabs.
I thank you, sir, for the call. 800-259-9231. So you audit the Federal Reserve, you find some people have been doing some naughty things, and then what?
Tobacco and beer always does good in down times.
So again, then what do you do? So you found some naughty people doing naughty things at the Federal Reserve. What, bring a couple of them up on some charges, make a big show that you're making a difference? Hey, we're rearranging the Federal Reserve. It's the biggest reorganization of the financial system in this country in the last 50 years. Isn't that what they said about Homeland Security? It's the biggest reorganization of the security apparatus in this country the last 50 years.
I'm not saying it's going to fix the problem,
right.
Ian. I'm just saying that I'd like to see it.
Okay, you'll identify a few criminals, but... then more criminals will replace them, right?
As long as we have a Federal Reserve, yes. As long as the sorry, I need to step back one more place from that. As long as the government controls the issuance of currency in this country or any country, you will see this same problem occurring over and over and over again.
Let's go to a financial expert, Jeremy, in KGEZ land. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys.
I'm kidding, hey, Jeremy. By the way, go ahead, Jeremy. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was thinking one thing. I don't think it would. There's too many people medicated on fluoride and things like that to wake up and do this. But one thing we can do is try to barter between each other for our basic needs, like your farmer's market and places like that.
I agree with that. The more outside the system kind of activity that you can do, the better. Some would call that agorism. Some would call it the gray market.
I say it's just practical and it's good neighborly.
Underground activity. Yeah, the more underground sales that you can make, the more underground services that you can purchase, I say the better. I'm with you 100% there.
One other thing, just isn't it kind of funny? All the countries, well, not really funny, but the countries that we make war on, are the ones that kick the central banks out of their country.
Yeah, I mean, it's the one good thing that they've done. I wouldn't want to live in Cuba.
On and on.
I wouldn't want to live in North Korea, that's for sure.
Oh, anyway, that's all I have, guys.
Thanks, Jeremy, for the observations tonight, particularly coherent for his calls.
Excellent.
Excellent, sir. Thank you. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We talk to Scott in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Scott.
Hello.
What's on your mind tonight, Scott?
Greetings, guys. I was listening, and I'm a new listener, first-time caller. I think you guys are doing a great job, great topics. About the Federal Reserve, I'm trying to research some of the banks involved. I don't know if you guys have that information. I know Chase, Morgan, and Bank of America, and Rothschilds of London.
Yeah, I know those three myself.
Yeah, which is a foreign bank that is involved in the, you know, our money system, which is, you know, it's just a horrible system. And I know you guys are all over that, but it's also scary because I believe they are destroying it. It is a deliberate act. I listened to you the other night. You said, I don't know if you believe the economy was just the flow of the economy, but I mean, I believe this is calculated. I believe there is an end game. I believe we are leading to AMRO and the North American Union.
Well, it's no random occurrence that the economy is the way it is. By the Federal Reserve's manipulation of various different financial factors, they create malinvestments in the marketplace, and it's those malinvestments that they should be allowed to right themselves. They should be allowed to correct themselves, but they're trying to put off those corrections, which could result in even more calamity down the line. Thanks for the call.
Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Bank of America, the big ones.
Gunday, Gunday, Gunday. 3 days. Exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, October 10th through the 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family. With machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457. That's 502-922-4457. Or visit knobcreekrange.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You know, it's a